Welcome to Faith Builders Podcast at buildyourfaith.net. This is Pastor Bill Crane. This is the devotional for Thursday, May 18th, 2006, which is day 19 of our 40 Days of Purpose. Our devotional today offers a summary of the material in chapter 19 of Rick Warren's best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life. Here's the devotional for today. It's entitled, Cultivating Community. Community requires commitment. In the book of James, chapter 3, verse 18, it says, you can develop a healthy, robust community that lives right with God and enjoy its results only if you do the hard work of getting along with each other, treating each other with dignity and honor. Well, cultivating community takes honesty. Real fellowship depends on frankness. In fact, the tunnel of conflict is the passageway to intimacy in any relationship. Until you care enough to confront and resolve the underlying barriers, you will never grow close to each other. Also, cultivating community takes humility. Humility is not thinking less of yourself, it is thinking of yourself less. Humility is thinking more of others. Humble people are so focused on serving others, they just don't think of themselves. Thirdly, cultivating community takes courtesy. The truth is, we all have quirks and annoying traits, but community has nothing to do with compatibility. The basis for our fellowship is our relationship to God. We're family. Fourth, cultivating community takes confidentiality. Only in the safe environment of warm acceptance and trusted confidentiality will people open up and share their deepest hurts, needs, and mistakes. Confidentiality does not mean keeping silent while your brother or sister sins. It means that what is shared in your group needs to stay in your group, and the group needs to deal with it, not gossip to others about it. And fifth, cultivating community takes frequency. You must have frequent, regular contact with your group in order to build genuine fellowship, because relationships take time. But when you look at the list of characteristics, it's obvious why genuine fellowship is so rare. The benefits of sharing life together, though, far outweigh the costs, and it prepares us for heaven. Well, thank you for listening to Faith Builders Podcast at buildyourfaith.net. Will you choose to cultivate community with other Christians? Well, if you don't have a church home, let me encourage you to find a Church of the Nazarene near you. Go to nazarene.org to find a church in your area. Then build your faith today by building community with other believers.